Back when his sons were still in school, Macon painter Tarvis Harrell says he was always frustrated by the lack of black history in their history classes.
Yeah. You know, my people only did one thing, Hittite. You don't teach them that there was a history before that, and during that time, and even after.
Which Harrell knew wasn't true. So he made art inspired by overlooked history to keep around the house. The idea was to get his sons thinking, talking, and questioning. And now in his show, Monuments for Heroes Which Have None, at the Macon Arts Alliance Mill Hill Community Center, Harrell does the same for the rest of us. For instance, there are two paintings of Paul Robeson, the actor, singer, and activist who was blackballed as a communist. Harrell says he's working now to recognize more women than he has in the past, women like Claudette Colvin.
She was the 15-year-old girl who got arrested for refusing to give up her seat on the Montgomery bus. But because she was a 15-year-old pregnant girl, the aesthetics wasn't something that the movement really wanted to get behind at the time.
So Rosa Parks was handpicked to get arrested sometime after Colvin, making Parks the name we all know.
And the background is vintage Supergirl kind of book. Because during that time, you didn't really even see black characters in comic books.
Closer to home is the painting Harrell is working on now.
It's my interpretation of Elijah Turner for the 120th anniversary of the Camp Haskell uprising.
Camp Haskell was an encampment of black militia members during the Spanish-American War at the end of the 19th century. It was in what is now Macon's Vineville neighborhood.
The day they got off the train, they were told that Macon had a famous monument, and it was a tree in town where they hung Willie Singleton at.
The tree had been used for at least one lynching.
So when the soldiers got off the train, they heard about this tree. They got off the train and got some axes, and they chopped that tree down and turned it into firewood.
And that set the stage for violence. When a soldier named Elijah Turner would not give up his seat at the front of a trolley car, he was shot and killed. In Macon, there are no monuments to either the lynching tree or to Turner's death.
That is such a scary thing.
And so, Charvis Harrell paints. You can see Charvis Harrell's show, Monuments for Heroes Which Have None, at the Macon Arts Alliance Mill Hill Community Center until December 28th. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship.